One of our favorite guests is here, James McKinney. We love him. We adore him. He's Carl Sagan's best friend. Just kidding. I always kid him about that. Of course, he's a professor of physics. He's a professor of mathematics at the very highest level and has been really all over the world in pursuit of scientific knowledge. He's a tier one scientist. It's not very many times you're going to have an opportunity to hear from somebody of the quality of the intellect of James McKinney, especially be able to talk on such wide variety of topics. We love him. We're so glad he's here. His website is jmccsci.com, jmccsci.com, jamesmckinneyscience.com. Certainly a great read. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. Good to be here today.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we've talked about this moon landing quite a bit. This is the 50th anniversary year. I like coins, and I went to the coin store, and probably the coolest coin, I don't want to say the coolest coin, but one of the coolest coins I have ever, ever seen is made this year by the U.S. Mint to commemorate this this moon landing. I mean, there was a push everywhere. NASA is pushing huge content, TV everywhere. They are touting this 50th anniversary of this moon landing.
Right. Well, it's their last big hope because they've never done anything since of any notoriety at all. And so their only gasp for life in the future is to hang on to the moon landing, which there's no proof of. And I'm saying that in the true scientific sense. In science, you need independent verification. The only so-called proof is coming from NASA itself, and it's science by declaration. It's science by saying it so many times that people simply believe it, and there is so much evidence that they didn't go that it's unbelievable that one of the greatest pieces of proof is they've never gone out of low Earth orbit since. And there's very good reasons, and we know why. It's because of the radiation belts. And so they have all this dialogue, all this content. They're going to use the mall in Washington as a showpiece in a couple of days, about a week from now.
20th.
With this massive celebration, 250 events, major events, including landing in a pretend lunar lander in the Rose Bowl so people can go and fill up the Rose Bowl. I mean, they're just pushing this beyond belief. Now, the other thing they did is they scrubbed all of the negative NASA information that built up on YouTube. Over the decades, they've scrubbed it all. They've managed to get YouTube to take anything down. For example, Wikipedia is a CIA disinformation site, especially regarding science. And so, I mean, all of this coordination between Google search, etc., has been a massive effort to only allow the NASA side of this story to come through. And that's not the country we're supposed to be living in. It's been this complete censorship of anything that says otherwise. But the very simple end result is whether you believe or don't believe or had an uncle that worked there or whatever, is that there is no third-party independent verification. That's what science does. That's not...
Explain that. James, explain... In the past, you've been hesitant to even come out and talk about this, but you've been consistent saying it's an unsubstantiated scientific claim. Tell us what that means. It has not been verified third party. What does that mean when it comes to the moon landing?
Let me use another example. When Pons and Fleischmann claimed they had found cold fusion in their laboratory, what they did is they went out to lunch. They had this experiment running in their lab. They came back, and all the equipment was completely melted down. So they claimed that they had discovered cold fusion, except they didn't know the process, and they were going to try and piece it back together. So they described what they did And in thousands of labs around the world, nobody could duplicate this. So they were ostracized tremendously. They they lost their careers, etc., because they had made some kind of scientific claim that could not be verified by third-party independent verification. So NASA is a one-man marching band, in a sense. They're making the claim. They have their Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which is a joke. They are claiming that they have a 35 centimeter per pixel measurement, when in Google Earth, you can go and see the license plate on your car sitting in your yard from 100 miles up, a satellite that's looking through 100 miles of atmosphere. And they're claiming that something that's 5 miles up at the moon, where there's no atmosphere, the best it can do is it couldn't even see a license plate. It couldn't even, and they're making the claim that they have taken photos of three of the Apollo lunar landing sites. Well, what happened to the other ones? You know, it's nothing makes any sense at all. They lost all of the footage. They claim they lost all of the footage of the entire space program. They destroyed all of the engineering drawings, everything from the Apollo space program, supposedly the biggest event in the history of man. The astronauts were never allowed interviews by independent to ask them questions. Nobody has ever been able to talk to the astronauts, and many of them are gone now, except one who is an alcoholic, and you can't get near these people.
You talk about Buzz Aldrin? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah, Buzz. You've got a Buzz on. And in fact, there is a video of him talking to a little girl. The little girl says, "Well, Mr. Astronaut, how come you guys didn't go back to the moon?" And he literally says, "Because we never went there." That's what he's told the little girl, drunk. He's slobbering all over himself. But
this
massive amounts of content. Massive amounts of content. Creating it, they recreated the control room, the Apollo control room at Houston, I believe. They recreated it along with cigarette ashtrays and everything, and then filmed it, and then they're putting that out because they don't really have real footage of the original control room. They destroyed it all.
And hold on. This is some of the things I've heard some of what you're saying, but some of this is new to me. I don't know about the audience, but probably new to them. Okay, let me rewind what you've said here, just so we're clear. A lot of the footage that they supposed to have of different landings, it's quote-unquote been destroyed or they don't have it. Some of the footage or some of the pictures they're trying to recreate and put the whole thing exactly like so they can create new pictures, say, oh, this is what it looked like. If they had the idea that they lost or destroyed or whatever, any kind of footage from the moon seems absurd to me. It seems ludicrous. How in the world could they ever lose footage from the moon?
Well, yeah. And the other thing is the footage that was shown on TV was second generation. It was taken from a monitor at NASA and then an image shown. And that's why it looks so terrible. Even back then, you see these guys walking around on the moon, etc. But anyway, we could go on and on about all the shenanigans and stuff. But the end result is very, very, very simple. We don't have China or Europe, European Space Agency, or Russia. We don't have anybody showing semblance of the lunar landing sites. The only group that has seen anything, allegedly, is the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. In fact, the lunar surface may not look like the classic dust, perfect 1 inch of dust all over everything. The lunar surface might not even look like that. We don't know. There was one moon landing that was supposed to happen here. It was from an Israeli kind of private sponsored program where they were going to land on the moon, and magically, as it started its final descent, both the radio signal and the main engine cut. And so it crashed into the moon, and they had no pictures at all. But guess who was in charge of the telemetry? It was NASA at JPL. They had given, because that was the only group that could manage telemetry from the moon. The Chinese allegedly landed on the far side of the moon, and it looked really, really fake. It looked like a studio to me. So anyway, there's, and it had the traditional, you know, 1-inch perfect layer of dust on this, basically, you know, flat moon. And, you know, it looked very fake is all I can tell you, but we don't really know what the lunar surface looks like. If you've seen lava, for example, of which the lunar surface has quite a bit, it's really rough. It doesn't look like this nice, smooth, you know, bulldozed surface with a 1-inch layer of dust on it.
So yeah, anyway, you could drive a golf cart on that. Basically, you could drive a golf cart over.
Yeah.
With these. All right. Let me summarize, anyway, James.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let me summarize here, because okay, whether we landed on the moon or not, this goes back and forth. And you've been, like I said, you've been hesitant to kind of come out on this. But let's go over some of the things we know here that are suspicious. Okay, let's say they did or didn't. Okay, here's what we do know that's awful suspicious. A lot of the inconsistencies in the photography, there's certainly inconsistencies. They're certainly suspicious that some of the main landing footage that they quote unquote should have is disappeared or destroyed. That's extremely, extremely suspicious to me. The other scientists from the other countries around the world that you talk to and that have come out publicly, they're saying they don't believe that we ever went to the moon. There's no other verification of other countries having pictures of seeing the moon landing spot. There's no the one private rocket that was going to land on the moon so we could get a good private view, third-party view of the moon. Oh, just magically as it descends, the radio contact and the rockets all blow up and we can't see what's on the moon. So that was all facts, what I just said there.
All facts. And the last one, isn't it strange on a spaceship, you have many systems, etc., that the main engine was firing, it was already firing, and it went out as the telecommunications lines were cut, because that's when they were starting to send pictures back. And what's the possibility? That engine had no reason to cut out, because it was in the full burn. That engine was going to burn until it was done.
This is, James, what is this is such a big topic. You know, it's like Kennedy assassination. We just almost take this for granted, these kind of things. This is a huge, huge, huge big deal. What does this mean to you if America did not go to the moon?
Well, the whole issue here is, how do we conduct science? Is it by mantra? Is it by repeating it enough times in enough explosive, massive ways? NASA came up with this. Of all the footage they lost, there is a film company that went out and said that NASA presented them with 65-millimeter film, which is huge film. And this has been in hiding since, you know, for the last 50 years. And all of a sudden, this film crew comes. And NASA has this pristine 65-millimeter film that they take and put in their studio and copy and make this glorification movie. You know, we saw the rockets go off. I was in college at the time in physics. Our school had, physics department had all of the manuals of NASA. I studied them. I looked over them. And you know, all of us believed at the time that this was going on. But the number of things that could go wrong were immense. And the other thing that I have personally is I worked with Russian scientists in the mid-1990s, and they were atmospheric scientists, but they were also involved in the Russian space program, of which I learned a lot. And one of the things is they said they sent men in the early 1960s around the moon, not to land, just to orbit the moon and come back. Very simple. They had the spacecraft. Instead of orbiting Earth, they just jettisoned them off around the moon, came back, and it came back extremely dead. They were like serious radiation burned dead, and they never went back. They never tried to go again, and they said that the radiation belts are extremely hazardous. NASA has never, a guy named Bart Sabrell has pointed this out, that what technology do you know about, including airplanes or cars or any technology, radios, transistors, that hasn't progressed in 50 years, and that the people have not only repeated it, like within a short time after the Wright brothers, many, many people attained flight. But it was the Wright brothers that did the first one, that got the combination of the propellers and the engine and the size and the wings, all of that right to make it go. And it would just went a little bit. You know, now we have 777s or 747s that can stay in the air for 20 hours, you know, and go three quarters of the way around the world. That's where technology goes. Space has not advanced one iota in the last 50 years, and nobody has gone out of low Earth orbit. If it was no big deal, why does NASA have programs? Why does European Space Agency have programs trying to deal with the Van Allen belt radiation? If it's not a big deal, if we sent 18 guys to the moon, we had, you know, a dozen of them walk on the moon and come back, they all lived a ripe old age with no problems, why on earth are they studying it now? Why didn't they go back? The little girl's question is valid. Mr. Big Astronaut, how come you never went back? And why, you know, we know that they have sent people into the Van Allen belt with the space shuttle program. And they started to, like, basically, like when you touch a Van de Graaff and the electricity starts to come off your eyebrows, that's what happened. Mm. And so they brought them back down. They never went back. So, you know, I proposed NASA do this. Get a mouse. We'll dub to the mouse with the name of Buzz Lightyear or something like that. Let's put a camera
Disney
on
would
it.
Would love that.
Yeah, or, you know, whatever. And send them out into the Van Allen belts and see how they fare, you know, and have a camera on them so the whole world can see that, hey, there's just no problem there. You know, so you know, anyway, we can talk about this all day, but the real, from the purely scientific point of view, is that there is no third-party independent verification of this.
And I think that's a good way to put it.
I've told people that they should go out and buy hip boots because you're going to need them for all the crap you're going to have to wade through in the next 2 weeks here as NASA goes to this 50th anniversary, you know, celebration with people coming out, and then somebody might call me like a denier or a, you know, a, what would you call it?
A theorist.
A conspiracy theorist or something. Well, no, it's, they're making the scientific claim. I'm not. I don't get anything out of talking about this subject, which I've talked about a lot, and it's very simple. It's posted on my webpage. I'm not saying they didn't go. I'm saying there's no proof that they went.
You know, you're not some teenager sitting in their mom's basement just coming up with, you know, piecing things together on the internet. You are a very well-respected, world-renowned, world-known scientist. And the questions you're asking are more than reasonable. This is... I think this is a great way to pose this. People all the time will ask me about different things that happened, Sandy Hook or that and the other. I think the way you're posing this is exceptional. I think this is exactly the stance that I'm going to take. It's an unsubstantiated scientific claim. There's no, I don't know what, it's like Sandy Hook. I don't know what happened, but there's a lot of questions. You know, I had James Fetzer on the other day. It's just like this.
Yes, right.
I don't know what happened, but there are some suspicious things that are really suspicious and that really, overcome coincidence to me that make me think, and I know enough about the world to think, oh, well, there's smoke, there's fire on this. So I'm suspicious immediately. I think that's I'm going to take your stance on this. I think this is a great way to do it.
Right, and James Fetzer is a good friend of mine. He's made tremendous amount of information. He just lost a lawsuit.
He talked about it for
defamation. And he had clear proof that what they presented was a fake death certificate.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
And now they magically come up with another one and present that to the judge. That wasn't the point. But you see that the court systems are fixed too. Because what does that, with the case with James Fetzer, what does that open up? And this is the same, we could have an analogy with the moon landing here. What does that open up? Well, that opens up pedophilia. That opens up the fact that, and this is a fact also, that they're trafficking young people and giving them identities and putting them through school systems. And this is one of the big forms of trafficking young kids around the United States. They bring them in from foreign countries, give them an identity. They're sold on a market. And if you want to talk to someone out there, another person that's knows about this, David Steele, Robert David Steele, another friend of mine, who's on the International Committee for Pedophilia. Okay, well, what does that have to do with the moon landing? There's things going on underneath here. What happens, you know, if NASA is allowed to proclaim science by proclamation? Well, they do that all the time. How about the Big Bang? How about Dirty Snowball Comet?
Evolution. Let's talk about evolution.
Evolution. I mean, go down the laundry list. Take plate tectonics. Nobody's ever seen a plate move around the globe. They don't, you know, there's no evidence. We have little cracks here and there. But nobody's seen a continent move around the planet. There's no proof for that. It's a theory.
Wow.
And it's pounded down your throat like scientific fact.
We're about to come on the break. Just quickly, with all this censorship and obviously the force that's behind this, just to censor YouTube and do it, are you afraid of being so bold and talking about this?
Well, let's catch that after the break.
Okay. All right, let's do it. ThePowerHour.com, James McKinney, JMCCSCI.com. We got a lot to talk about with James. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kuryak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algae on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. My wife just came to the studio. James McKinney brings out everybody. Everybody in my family loves James McKinney. She was yelling at the children earlier, "Shut up, James McKinney's on!" Everybody loves James McKinney. The Powerball, thepowermall.com, that's where you got buy the great products to help and bless your life. We just heard from Dr. Rogers. We want you to be independent, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to be happy, which not just happy, but joyful. I want you to have real happiness, true happiness, to be healthy, to be successful, and to be free, just like God intended you to be, just like God created you to be. And so the Power Mall is certainly part of that. That's our engine, or that's where we get the fuel to drive this engine, this independent thought, all these guests that we've had, all these things that you're hearing. You understand the uniqueness of this show and the uniqueness of the products and the things that we bring you. Your independence, your power. That's why this show is called The Power Hour. Joyce was brilliant for coming up with that. This is The Power Hour. Of course, it's 2 hours, but we'll go with the hour. And the phosphatidylcholine that Sherry Rogers talked about, the detox cocktail. You got to detox. Detox or nutrient deficiencies. Those are the only two things that cause diseases. The alpha-lipoic acid R, the full-spectrum vitamin E, the vitamin D. All these are at the Power Mall. They're essential to you. Of course, free shipping on the Strauss Heart Drops, free shipping on the REM Sleep. And you can also sign up for AutoShip and get that same discount for all the time. And we have these now, these two products. We're changing the way we do things. We want to be able to serve you better, believe me. And it's coming very quickly. All these things, we're going to have this for you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for sticking with us. I can't even tell you the amount of resistance and problems that we've had. It feels so good to be off our previous network. I can't even tell you how many times. Between the break, I just don't even want to. It's such a breath of fresh air. And we're here because of you and this knowledge and have guests like James McKinney. Thank you, thank you, thank you. ThePowerMall.com, thank you for your support. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Great products that you need right now. Getting back to James, before the break, I asked a quick question. I'm going to draw it out a little bit, make it a little fuller. You mentioned the censorship. We've had unbelievable guests on. We had Larry Pinkney on yesterday talking about the COINTELPRO, the agent provocateurs that got involved in the Black Panther Party that changed it, that characterized it, the media attacks. That was 50 years ago. You were talking about the censorship going on in YouTube, how the things are getting scrubbed. Our YouTube channel was canceled, was killed altogether. All these things are occurring. You've been hesitant to talk about the moon landing. This is the most I've heard you talk about this. I mean, you haven't come out and said that we didn't go to the moon. What you've raised very logical, very important questions, and I think that's exactly a stance I'm going to take. Are you afraid by coming out so much and sticking your neck out and then being so vocal about this?
I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but a couple months ago, I was contacted by Russian TV. I've been on Russian TV quite a few times now, Japanese TV. But the Russians wanted me to comment on the moon landing and for Russian TV during this 50th anniversary. And I declined because it really doesn't do anything for me. I mean, my products on my webpage, I don't sell anymore because of it. I mean, it doesn't enhance me. It doesn't, you know, my science work or whatever I'm working on doesn't enhance me. But I also smelt a bit of something else, like a potential trap there. And so the way it came at me. But anyway, because of the whole issue with happens to do with Ukraine versus Russia and things like that. Let me just say very succinctly that the things that I do really fly in the face of just about everything, from the wing generator, which is very much threatening, to the power industry, which has been a big fabrication. The three-blade wind turbines and the solar panels have been fake energy, and that's what their purpose was, to suck all of the alternative energy out of the energy industry and then fail, so that they got to go back to nuclear. That's General Electric and Siemens' power plan since for the last 15 years. So I come along with the wing generator, which will actually produce power on a large scale, and it flies in the face of what they're doing. My work on the plasma discharge comet model, or if you go down the other things, the supposedly NASA and all these scientists took a picture of a black hole. That was totally fake, fabricated baloney. You know, everything they do is fake. What a lot of people don't know is that NASA in 1991 was taken over by the CIA. And Dan Golden was the head of NASA, came in under at the end of the Bush regime, at the beginning of the Clinton regime, and took over NASA. And I knew people at NASA at the time, and what happened internally, a lot of people were thrown out. A lot of people had to sign non-disclosure agreements. It was a big, big step for the CIA to basically take over NASA and turn it into a disinformation front. If you look at CNN, at the same time, this is at the end of the first Gulf War, the CIA bought CNN. It's been a disinformation rag ever since. You know, and so the whole purpose of all of this is disinformation. And so when NASA goes out and does this blanket, we went to the moon thing, how much are they spending on this 250 events all over the 50 states? I mean, they're spending massive amounts of money on this. But just another little thing here. NASA's funding is being cut as of the year 2024. They're going to be out of money. They've started selling $50 million for a pop for people to go up to the International Space Station. And I ran the numbers on this. For NASA to come up with their $21 billion a year budget from private enterprises by sending people to the space station at $50 million a pop, you would have to send over 400 per year people into space, to the space station. That's launching like more than one per day, one person per day. They, you know, I mean, these are numbers that they can't even begin to achieve. So NASA is done for this world. I mean, in terms of science, in terms of prestige, in terms of money, which is what they need to keep moving, they get $21 billion a year and don't do anything. That's why they want to go to Mars. They don't want to go to the moon. They didn't like it when Trump said, you better go back to the moon first. Because to go to Mars, it's a much longer period of time, and they'll all be retired playing golf down in Arizona by the time the people find out that they can't do it.
It's a longer con game. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a con game. And so that's why this time they're pushing for money. This whole picture of a black hole thing was so that NASA guys could get a Nobel Prize and put another nail into the coffin of real science and to try and solidify this fake expanding universe science.
All right, let me interject here. Trump has talked extensively about this Space Force kind of. Are you getting the sense that's pulling power, pulling money, pulling everything away from NASA? Is that a good thing? What do you think?
Well, it's a good thing. I think NASA should have been shut down a long time ago. It's a big waste of resources. It's taking let's understand something very clearly. China is going into space in a big way. They are going to be more advanced than us if they aren't already. Russia is in space, has been in a big way, but you just don't hear about it in the Western press. The United States is very far behind in space because of NASA's bungling and incompetence, basically
waste.
Soaking up vast amounts of money doing nothing. And so it's a tragedy because space is the next frontier and we're losing it big time. Look at, they're celebrating something that happened 50 years ago in space.
That's
that
a great
should
point.
Be ancient hit. That should be a footnote. That's their major accomplishment in all of this time. Multiply 50 times average of $18 billion a year. Multiply that out and see what that comes to. How much we've spent on space, and the biggest thing they've ever done was 50 years ago, and there's no proof that they even did it.
Let's shift gears here pretty abruptly. We've talked about, we've went into this quite enough. Let's shift gears. A very important story is a Jeffrey Epstein arrest in New York. They broke down. Let me give you the basic facts and then get your thoughts or that we know so far. Acosta, Alex Acosta, who is Secretary of Labor, he was a prosecuting attorney in Florida when the first case against Epstein came out in 2008. He got little more than a slap on the wrist, no hard jail time at all. He didn't even have to register as a sex offender in every state in America. Now the heat is coming down on Trump and Acosta is like, you know, what are you doing protecting Epstein? Well, Acosta came out and said, I was told he was part of the intelligence community and to lay off him. He was told that. We're seeing reports Ann Coulter coming out says she believes there's something more behind this. The connection to the, now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a pretty sensitive subject. So if you got children, you know, this is, I'm not going to be vulgar, but you know, some of this is a little adult here. Some of the pimp that was involved working with Epstein, I had her name, now I can't remember. Anyway, her father was Robert Williams or Robert whatever it is, I can't remember. He was a Mossad agent, a double agent working for Israel as a spy. So now his daughter is now working with Epstein. And the testimonies we're receiving of these young girls are that the things were filmed, that Epstein wanted information, wanted details on specific things. This all lends a picture from all this that, to me, that Epstein is part of a blackmail, maybe working for Mossad, maybe working for Israel, maybe working for the FBI, maybe, I don't know, but this is much deeper. At the side note, you got Bill Clinton coming out with a public statement saying, well, I don't know, I rode on his plane like four times or so, and I don't really know very much, at the quote-unquote Lolita Express. We know that's a complete lie, complete fabrication. I don't know how they're going to get out of this. This is a serious situation, and to top it all off, James Comey's daughter is now the one prosecuting this case in the new trial. Very suspicious. I don't know what to make of it. Your thoughts on any or all of that?
Well, yeah, the whole issue of Epstein was that He probably was being used, but that wasn't the only gig in town. Hillary Clinton, the whole pedophilia issue has to be completely exposed to understand this. And there again, Robert David Steele is in an international committee head of it to try and expose this whole issue. But the Clintons were very much involved in this. And as with all Clinton issues, they're trying to pin it on Trump. There's a thing out now where they're claiming that, yeah, it's called rope-a-dope. That's what Larry, what's his name? I forget his last name, who worked for the Clintons. That's the term they used where you're doing something and then you blame
Nichols,
your
Larry
opponent.
Nichols.
Larry Nichols, yeah, rope-a-dope was the term the Clintons used for doing exactly that. You're doing something, you blame your opponent of doing it, and then you get falsify information, etc. But no, this whole issue is worldwide. The pedophilia thing is integral in the royalty in England, in the, if you look at Germany and the heads of state, if you look at the G20, it's pretty integral. With the banking community, the European banking community, and this goes back to the Rothschilds into the Black Forest. I think I mentioned this before, the Grimm fairy tales that stemmed out of the Black Forest. This is all dealing with a long tradition of pedophilia. And so, and this is going on today in the United States. International trafficking, that's one reason they want the open borders, because they're bringing all these kids across. Tell me something. Does anybody, does Nancy Pelosi, how about Kamala Harris, does she know where all the young girls and boys are that have come across the border? The answer is no. I guarantee you they're not staying at their houses overnight or having a nice breakfast at their house, but they don't know. They don't know what's happened to all of these kids that are being trafficked into this country by criminals as pretending to be families.
I've said this off air. I'll say it on air now. Maybe sound a little cold. Maybe those children that are supposedly in cages, maybe they're a lot safer there than the alternative, ladies and gentlemen. You ever thought of that?
Bet your boots they are. You bet your boots they are. Because they started finally doing testing. At first it was 30%, then it was 40%, then it was 50% of the kids have no relationship to the adults that are coming across. This behind the Democratic Party, you have to understand who they are and who's running the show, and it's international in scope, and it has been, and that's why a lot of Republican senators and congressmen never went up for re-election. That's why they had this massive hole in Congress. You never see that many people leaving office at the same time, but they did because the Republicans were as involved in all of this as the Democrats. And those people were getting out while the getting was good. And so that's one reason we have a Democratic House of Representatives now, is because all those Republicans, got out of Dodge while the getting was good. Because they could see if they were in office and this came down under Trump, they were a lot more vulnerable than if they were out of office.
I've been told this. I have a sense of this from what I can gather. Because of Trump being in office, the pedophilia arrests have gone through the roof. The gloves have been taken off and people feel free to actually do something about this. There's no question, it seems to me, that Trump's election, if nothing else, has put a bullseye on the pedophile network. Your thoughts there?
Oh, absolutely. And it's international in scope. And as I said, if you go to the main people in any country in the world, just about, you will see that they are involved in pedophilia, and not the least of which is the Vatican.
The Vatican. Give me a break. My God, give me a break.
Yeah. The head of state of the Vatican have been arrested with the goods, so to speak, in a session, and they went in and arrested them. So it's breaking down you know, worldwide. But these people are fighting for their livelihood. This is how they have ruled, because they get politicians, they get them in there. The people like Jeffrey Epstein compromised them, and then they got them. Then they can do anything they want, because if they don't do what they're told, their lives ruined, their families ruined, everything. They'll never get another job. Their lives are ruined. So they got control of these people. And this is a big mess. And Washington was infiltrated. And if you look back at the Epstein stuff, that was going on during the Bush administration, during the Clinton administration, during the Obama administration, everything. All of these people are involved in this. By the way, the Smollett case in Chicago, that whole deal, the reason they don't want to open that baby up is because Michelle Obama made a phone call to let him off. That's the kicker there.
Jesse Smollett.
That's why nobody wants to open that baby up.
Do you think this is a lot like Godfather Part Two? I don't know if you remember that scene where they get that senator in the brothel and then they frame him. I mean, this is the same thing, but on steroids. I mean,
this goes beyond anything you're going to see in the movies. So back to the original issue, this whole house of cards has to come down at one time. And
do you think it will? Do you think it will?
Well, what they're doing now, from what I understand, is they're picking the smaller fry first, working up to the bigger stuff. And it's a typical investigative technique. But there again, you had James Fetzer on there. Why did he lose? Why did they put so much effort into making for him to lose that case? Because it opened up a giant can of worms that spans huge topics. The fact that you can have lots and lots of kids make international news, and they're completely fabricated kids, you know, with photos of, you know, and they never touched, if you notice in that case, they never touched the main issue of the entire construction of this based on a FEMA event and all of the other information that Fetzer has compiled. You know, it is so huge and far-reaching that, you know, they can't probably, you know, who knows if the judge is compromised or who comes in and says, this is the way you're going to decide this case. And they're doing judge picking, you know, things like that to decide these cases. There's the guy that he's talking about, the father, the alleged father, was a FBI agent in the filming, carrying his gun upside down. I mean, it was really goofy. And then they said, oh, no, there's a FBI agent that looks just like him. It's got the same mole on the side of the face.
Yeah, sure. James Fetzer said that he couldn't even get a lawyer to touch this case. It's like radioactive. Right. It's like the whole legal system is combining to make a point here so now they can shut anybody up about anything.
That's right. I've tried to get attorneys to take cases regarding NASA. They will not touch it with a 10-foot pole. They just, you know, and there's something going on where, they know that their future depends on staying away from certain hot topics. These are hot potato topics, and that's true.
Attorneys, we got a couple minutes, James. James, we got a couple minutes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You finish that thought, and then I got one final question.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's enough.
You know, listening to you, what am I trying to say? It's like so many guests here lately, and you just have different levels of awareness and awakening. But listening to you, somebody who had been watching CNN or even Fox or MSNBC, whatever, and they just all of a sudden turn you on and they're listening to you, they're thinking, oh, my gosh, who is this? What in the world is he talking about? It's a different world. What you are saying and what is presented in quote-unquote mainstream media, which is not anymore, this is kind of the point I'm getting at, the corporate media, it's two different worlds. And I'm getting the feeling, I really, really feel like this illusion that has been set up it is falling down and it's about to break, and voices like yours are going to come through and break through and stand out and will be the mainstream thought, will be the independent thought. Independent thought will be mainstream thought. Are we to that point? I mean, it's an inevitable clash. I totally believe that. It's an inevitable clash, but that this truth, your voice, dignity, morality, will win through this. I really feel that. Your thoughts, final thought.
They are going to, they can, and they are dominating the press. If you look at, you know, the average American and what they see and what they have access to, the internet is being totally cleansed. Wikipedia has been totally cleansed. YouTube, totally cleansed. Facebook. You know, every medium, these have been set up. You know, Mark Zuckerberg is not some kind of smart guy that he's a billionaire because he's smart. He's a pawn. He was put there. He was in a Harvard study class. He's just a poster child. That's a CIA operation. It's been the CIA operation since its inception.
Straight out of Harvard.
All of these programs, you know, Twitter, Facebook, everything else are extremely controlled. They have the, you know, Hillary Clinton at first wanted to do away with the internet. Then they realized that if they could own the internet, it would be much better. And that's where they are now. They do. They own the internet. They control it through all of these, functions. And what you go and look on online, there's 20 sites examining everything you watch. They have control of it.
You know, and the search engine, even my uncle, not my uncle who's on the radio show, but my pastor uncle, he noticed, you know, hey, you know, Google doesn't search the same as it used to. I go, yeah, Uncle Steve, let me sit down and tell you a story. You want to hear it? Yeah. And his eyes got as big as saucers. But he sees it. I mean, people are feeling this. James McCann, we've got about 10 seconds left. It's an absolute pleasure always to talk to you. JMCCSCI.com is the website. Please check it out. Last thought is yours, my friend.
Well, all we can do is keep trying to move forward. It's a fight. It's going to be a bigger fight. And it's these people do not want to lose.
God bless you. There'll be a replay tomorrow, great replay. And then at the end of the week, Sherry Tenpenny will be on. James, I'm going to call you here in about 5 minutes. I'm going to call you back on this number. God bless you.
Okay.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.